is Rocco Granato reporting for InLacrosseWeTrust.com. I'm here on the floor of the Blue Cross Arena where the Rochester Nighthawks fell to the Toronto Rock by a final score of 13-12. With me right now I have Scott Campbell. Scott, what happened? You seem to have control of the game in the beginning. Brandon Miller obviously kept Toronto in the game with the number of opportunities that you had. But then something just happened in that fourth quarter. It seemed like Toronto just kind of turned it on.
Yeah, I mean, we let them burn us with their transition game. Penalties, transition, not being responsible, getting off the floor, that sort of thing. So that's the team they're built to run out of their back end, and it definitely hurt us tonight.
I know the fans and the Saints just sitting there, they were, everybody was thinking the game might be a little bit on the easy side with them without Garrett Billings and Colin Doyle, but they're really deep. They had a lot of guys really pick up the slack for those two.
Yeah, absolutely. Without those guys in the lineup, we knew they were going to be moving the ball a lot more, and it's difficult for us to get on our pressure D when the ball's swinging a lot. And I think it actually helped a little bit, but that they didn't have that, kind of regular quarterback that they would normally have.
Now, coming off last year's historical win, three in a row, which was unbelievable, having that done. Having the cup brought back in, the atmosphere that was in here. What was it like, first of all, just winning that, knowing what you did? You made history. Then you had the whole summer to kind of soak it all in. Then you come out here and there's the big, pomp and circumstance, the banner raising, the cup being brought back out, the video highlights. What did that bring back a whole lot of emotions throughout the bench for players that were here?
Yeah, it was nice. Obviously, we've been reminded a couple times throughout the summer, ring ceremonies, those types of things. But coming in the game today, we know, our coaches obviously remind us that we haven't done anything lately. So just one game at a time and build back towards another championship, because that's always the goal. So sort of after all the ceremonies and that sort of thing, just erase it from our mind and go play the lacrosse that's made us been successful,
Scott, thank you so much for taking time out. I want to get back to sign your autographs. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
Again, this is Rocco Granato reporting live from the Blue Cross Arena, where once again, the Toronto Rock defeated the Rochester Nighthawks by a final score of 13-12.